Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running, it's rush hour. So take the streets if you wanna, just outrun the demons, could you? Bad Religion by Frank Ocean.
Welcome to Just Clay with, you guessed it, Clay Daly.
So, I have not done Just Clay in a very, very long time. And the last episode that probably most of you did not hear, I took down it. It was an episode that helped cleanse and clear my mind. And it was not an episode that was kind to others. I always remember the words, do no harm, and yet I somehow seem to find ways to do more harm. So that's why episode 2 ceases to exist. I will continue Just Clay to put out there a podcast that helps me think through my life, through my processes. It's not going to be photography only related, because you could go through my lens with Clay Daly for that. It's not only going to be technology related, because guess what? You could go over to Cybercast for that. You could also go through the episodes that we do at Bubble Sword Show for that. It's not going to be about shows, because you could go to Cybercast with Dick Pics for that. Or you could go to Bubble Sword TV for that. So any of those things, you could go to any of those shows to get just strictly TV or technology or anything like that. This is going to be, I feel like I'm starting the show over again, but perhaps I am. This is basically just Clay talking about whatever is on his mind. His mind, as I'm speaking about myself in the third person. How dare I? You know, Game of Thrones. Yeah, Game of Thrones. Episode 3 of the last season really was a gut punch. It was a very sad episode for me. It was sad in the sense that I saw an empire crumbling before my eyes, in many different ways. The show itself ceases to be the great show it built itself up to be. It was an absolute climax. It was the low point of a climax, I should say, because the climax actually happened before. This was the return from the climax. And you could go listen to our discussions of it on Bubble Sword TV. Mose and Vic and I, we try to discuss this show. And I think a lot of people probably heard my distaste for what the Double Ds, the showrunners, have done to the show. I still can't, I honestly still can't stop thinking about the story, about what could have been, about what another season would have brought us. Really, just sometimes things coming to an abrupt ending are appropriate, but not when the story was laid out so beautifully, and not when you know that there's ultimately, hopefully, going to be a different ending coming, or an ending not different in terms of how it plays out, and I won't spoil it, so I'm not going to say how it ended, but different in terms of how the person who will tell the story brings us to this ending. You know, Doctor Who is another show that basically gave us a season that was very unsatisfying. And if you watch Doctor Who with an open mind and forget all of the old seasons, it was okay, but it wasn't great. And you know, there are people who are being called sexist for not liking it. I love the fact that Jodie Whittaker is the next Doctor. I really do. I think she's a great actress. There are moments where she was trying to be like David Tennant or Matt Smith, and that just didn't work for me. And I don't know, maybe it didn't work for you either. But these shows, I think the age of Netflix and Hulu and Amazon coming on board with their completed stories and dropping them like that have ruined sort of what someone like HBO or BBC could do with the show, right? And then on top of that, you add also showrunners who are just there to have their agenda shoved down our throats, like with Chibnall, Chip from Doctor Who. It was obvious that he had some sort of agenda, some sort of dislike for how things are. And I don't disagree with him. But sometimes you kind of have to ease people into it. And I'm speaking as someone who is a minority. It's hard to be accepted. But to shove yourself upon people who aren't accepting of you doesn't really work. And again, Chibnall, I'm speaking from first experience here. I really am. This world is not ready for extreme radicalness. Sometimes extreme radicalness gives us a nation that is willing to shove out a large group of people. And I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm going with this. But hey, this is just Clay, right? So off the cuff. Well, actually, what isn't off the cuff with Clay? Everything is off the cuff with Clay. Gosh, I'm talking about myself in the third person again. Jeez, ego. I've been exploring flash photography. Yes, I jumped into another topic, listeners, I know. Flash photography is quite interesting. Very complicated, but interesting. I don't understand why flash photography has to be so complicated, but it is. I think light is beautiful. You know, I do some real estate photography, and a lot of times, you know, the whole HDR technique is used, and HDR actually helps with illumination, but it also destroys the feeling of a place. It makes it, and you know, the more you do it, the better you get at it. But there are artifacts. No matter how good you are at it, there are artifacts that show up in the image. And so a technique I've been practicing and using is called flash and ambient. And I think people call it flambient. So what you do is you take an ambient shot, which gives you the actual true feeling of the place. And then you take a flash shot, and then you go and merge those in Photoshop. So that is a technique that actually gives a far better picture than just an HDR shot. And actually, in a lot of ways, I think it's faster. And you have more control over the image because you could sort of paint in areas that you would desire to be lit up by flash. And you don't even paint it in 100%. You paint it in, you know, sort of, 40%, 50%. You don't, you know, it's just like a touch of light. So that's what I've been playing with. And I know that this probably belongs on Through My Lens, but I'm letting you know about it. You know what? It's a peek, a sneak peek. So yeah, flambient. That is what I'm using right now. I've had people sort of come at me for one time. I think I was discussing Adobe and just the despise and how I despise them for what they're trying to do. And of course, they didn't succeed because we all spoke out. I didn't even know that actually Adobe had had a backlash until someone told me that. Everyone is going crazy about Adobe trying to raise their price to $20 a month for the photography plan. And it turned out that they actually were doing A/B testing, but when they were called out on it, they decided to leave the old $999 plan and then add a $1999 plan and give you a terabyte. So great move on Adobe's part for avoiding a disaster under a backlash, a disastrous backlash against them. But what if none of us said anything? If none of us said anything, perhaps they would have raised the price. And then what happens then? So in a way, I'm wondering, like, is it? And I'm in a way, I'm probably just going to stop saying anything about Adobe because I feel like every time I say something about Adobe, I feel I get a slap, you know, a slap in the face. Do we say nothing and just allow these companies to do whatever they want? I've already left Adobe. I still use Photoshop, but it's Photoshop 6 or Photoshop or CS. What is it called? Photoshop The last one before the last one before the monthly thing. That's the one I'm using. So, I don't know. Do we say nothing? I mean, I'm waiting for your answer. Do we say nothing? Or do we just move away from these companies and say, forget it. I'm not happy here and I will move away without saying anything. I don't know. My goal online is to outrun the demons. Because they're everywhere. Perhaps I come across as a demon sometimes to some. And if I am a demon, go ahead and outrun me. I don't mind. Another episode of Just Clay. Over and out.